My name is Keenan.
And my name is Ian. We're reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cubs have been working really hard on learning their short vowel sounds. This week, they also learned what point of view means in a story. In math, they have been working on recognizing and writing numbers to 100 by using the 100 chart. They also learned a battleship game using the 100s chart. This was their first week in writing workshop, and they are already great authors. They are learning to write a story about a small moment in their life and how to label the pictures in the story.
The Fawns are learning geography. They are learning about continents. In Writer's Workshop, the students are learning how to write lists, recipes, short stories, and letters. At the YMCA for Phi Ed, the students are doing group exercises, using the parachute and playing freeze tag.
The Wolves have been reading Native American stories and myths. The students will be creating their own stories using symbols and putting the story on what looks like the skin of an animal. These skin stories will tell a tale about the student's life. The animal's skin is really just a paper bag that has been distressed enough to feel soft and pliable like a tanned hide. In typing class, the students are learning typing at their own pace using the Mavis Beacon program.
In social studies, the Lynx class has been studying explorers. They have learned the different commodities the explorers were after. In Phi Ed at the Y, the students have started learning how to play basketball by the official rules. All year long, the Lynx students have been learning Spanish vocabulary. It is on their daily chart, and several things around the room are labeled in Spanish. The students are becoming quite adept at naming the days of the week, the months, numbers, and classroom elements, such as windows and doors, in Spanish.
The Otters are engaged in triathlon training at the Y. They are swimming, biking, and running on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons. In social studies, the students are taking what they have learned about the U.S. Constitution and creating a stylized American flag. The flag still has the stars and stripes, but each group has taken a portion of the Constitution to symbolize collage style on the flag. In science, the students dissected bovine eyeballs. It grossed out a lot of kids and made an impression on all.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Ian.
And Keenan.
Have a great day.
Go Vikings!